Hi, this is Caroline Gatimu. Thanks for downloading my March 2009 newsletter, The Introduction to 7 Steps to Living in Enthusiasm. It's so good to sit down and have a chat with all of you again. Trust me when I say that you are all very close to my energy, even when I'm not at my keyboard. We're all living through very interesting times, and I hope you are taking this course correction our country is on as an opportunity to retool and rethink your own life. In even the most pressing circumstances, there are always opportunities for positive growth. Recently, in Seattle, a nasty little cold made a home in my energy. I am still melting it away with positive energy and lots of tea. Meanwhile, however, my voice has decided to take a bit of a vacation, although it's back now. It was amazing how not having a voice for even a day can inspire you to be more insightful. And of course, that got me thinking about this newsletter's theme, so here we go. Choosing words and breaking habits, 7 steps to living in enthusiasm. Here in my lovely beach sanctuary, I've been working on my coaching tools for my new program called 7 Squared Coaching. I firmly believe that there's a process to living with and in enthusiasm. Understanding and practicing the steps can empower you to have a more fulfilling life. Choices are everything. This has been true for me, and it is my privilege to help my clients do the same. 7 steps are illustrated below, and you can go to my website at www.endlessmagic.com to see the graphic. Everyone has situations or habits in their lives that vex them. Many of us desire change but don't know how to approach the subject, and so we stay stuck in ruts that even we know are not healthy for us. But it's also true that you can't change something that you don't understand. Understanding, insight, and a commitment to making different choices can alter the trajectory of even the most difficult challenges that we face. In this podcast, I'll give you the overview of the 7 steps and the principles behind them. Then we'll discuss the tools for completing step 1. The process to live in enthusiasm. Step 1 is an objective assessment of your current reality. Step 2 is to identify and release habits that are no longer serving you. Step 3 is to identify the actions that come from those habits, to turn them into more conscious choices. In doing this, you give yourself permission, and this is step 4. You have to create permission in your life to have whatever your goals are. We call that increasing your havingness, and it's a term that was coined by Joel at the Southern California Psychic Institute. In step 5, we use the tool of questioning. Being able to question yourself, your stories, your experiences, is an important part of developing self-awareness. And the process of developing this self-awareness leads us to step 6, developing self-trust. Being able to have your trust of self expressed as intuition in your life. Intuitively being able to manage situations, people, places, and things that you wouldn't have been able to before. All of this leads us to our final step, living in enthusiasm. Having enthusiasm and a passion for all things around you be the driving force of all of the conscious choices and decisions that you make. Each one of these steps is like tools in a tool belt. By being able to skillfully master them, you can use them to build the life you're seeking. This process that I've developed is based on several principles. The first principle is that our choices create our lives. Uninformed, unconscious, habitual choices will not create a life full of present awareness and enthusiasm. Getting our choices into focus will enable us to make better, more informed decisions about what does and doesn't work in our lives. The second principle is that understanding the subconscious motivations for our choices helps us to be empowered. Much has been made of our parental programming, genes, natal astrological charts, and the like. These are valid and valuable pieces of information about who we are, but they do not dictate our future. Understanding the patterns can help us have the power to make our own choices, irregardless of the nature or nurture of our history. The third principle is that embracing our own empowerment allows us to choose differently to attain different results. Just deciding to make a change in an area of your life is a courageous act. I always find it amazing how people discount this simple fact. Embracing the affirmation that you are in charge of your choices is something to celebrate. Receiving the results of those choices will feel like icing on the cake compared to the freedom you can find in owning your own power. Our fourth and final principle is that this process can be an enlightening adventure that brings us closer to our true selves, our goals, and our loved ones. Growth and change are not done for the sake of themselves. There are concrete results that come from this wonderful adventure. A greater sense of peace, fulfillment, and closer relationships with people you value are just a few I can name from personal experience. Those results are in addition to the actual area of change you decide to work on, such as your career, health, relationships, or parental childhood issues. Now, let's turn to some notes about the process itself. Each step enhances the next. Once you put yourself on the train towards a more fulfilling life, you gain an invaluable partner in the process, momentum. Momentum and its opposite, inertia, are two well-established components of physics. It's always useful to work with these forces and not against them in any life project. Each phase of work naturally leads to the next because the process is built on the interrelated system of energy that surrounds us all. You already know all the answers. In my work with clients, it's my experience that each person has their own answers. I'm only a guide to helping them discover for themselves these answers and find an elegant and useful way to put this knowledge into action. Confusion, inaction, or fear are only blocks to be melted away with compassion, truthfulness, and courage. My clients are only borrowing my objectivity, confidence, and experience until they find their own. You are the most powerful person in your own life. This process gives you a framework for developing an enthusiastic, fulfilling life. It's a flexible method for enhancing a fulfilling situation or shedding behavior that's no longer serving you. It can be applied to anything. In our world today, embracing and managing change is a key skill necessary to create success. Learning tools to help manage the process towards your desired outcome can give you courage and motivation. Have you ever tried building a house with only a hammer and a screwdriver? It wouldn't work very well. The right tools for the job are a necessity. Writing, visualization, affirmation, service work, holistic health practices, and meditation are all tools that can be utilized to enhance your life. A little goes a long way, and yes, you can do it. Breaking old cycles with new tools is the goal. Gathering self-awareness along the way is a reward. The beauty of life experience is the self-awareness that comes with it. Self-confidence, peace of mind, and good relationships are all fruits born from the same tree of knowledge of self. The spiritual life is a daily practice which helps us to objectively and compassionately understand the world and the people who inhabit our lives. There's a great deal to say about each phase of this process, and my upcoming newsletters and podcasts will be focused on sharing this knowledge. For now, I will leave you with an exercise from Step 1. Step 1, a current reality objective assessment. On my website, you can download the assessment worksheet and review the questions it poses. Select an area of your life and answer the questions in relation to that subject. Pick the first area that comes to your mind. Remember, you know your own answers, and you know which area you might want to work on first. Answer the questions on the worksheet in writing in a private place that's just for you. Pen to paper, please, not on the computer. This writing exercise can be completed in 20 minutes or over the course of a weekend, depending on how much you want to write. The purpose of the questions is to outline the current situation, what choices you've made to create it, and what you would like to change it to. The having this section refers to giving yourself permission to having and receiving the positive outcome of this change. It is important to be able to see and visualize yourself in the new situation and identify any blocks that you might have to actually living in the new reality. Next time we get together, we'll be doing step two. We'll take the information that we found in the objective assessment of your current reality, and we'll focus on the unconscious habits that have created this situation. We'll work on how to identify them and how to release them. Each person's situation is different, so I'll try to do my best to give some generic examples to help you along the way. Thank you for inviting me into your life and listening to this month's podcast. Your thought for the month is to start anywhere, gain momentum, and be gentle with yourself. And remember, living in enthusiasm is here for the taking. Thanks.